Hello everyone, and welcome back to Easy Natural English with Liam, an English learning podcast for people that want to listen to some English that isn't too difficult. And as usual, I'll be talking about everyday topics in everyday English. And today's topic is a bit about going to the doctor. This is another request from the shadowing app, from the Easy Natural English shadowing app. So thank you very much for your requests. I've had quite a few requests for topics through the app, and I might be a bit slow to respond to them sometimes. So this request was actually sent a while ago, but if you do request a topic, I will always try to get to it. Just sometimes the topic, perhaps it's a topic I spoke about recently, so I don't want to do it straight away again. Or perhaps there are just other topics that I want to talk about while they are kind of fresh in my mind, because it's always easier for me to talk about something when it just happened to me. So sometimes, you know, I talk about an experience I had or something I'm thinking about, and it's just easier for me to talk about things when they're fresh in my mind. So when I have an idea that comes to me, I usually try to record that episode as soon as possible. So it's easier for me to talk about it, and that will just be more natural because I'm just talking about it in a normal way, because it's in my mind and I want to get it out, and that's the most natural way to talk. But anyway, I do get round to all your requests, so to people that do request, thank you very much, and I will try to answer all of them. So this is a request from the app about going to the doctor. And from the request, I wasn't exactly sure what the user of the app wanted me to talk about, but I'll do my best to just sort of talk about the doctor in general. So I go to the doctor quite regularly, especially recently. I've been going to the doctor quite regularly. And one of the reasons why I always have to go to the doctor is because I have asthma. And asthma is a condition where your lungs don't work so well, or you're not so good at breathing as other people. So asthma is something that I was born with, and the majority of people have asthma. It's just something you're born with. It doesn't start straight away when you're born, which is good, because it'd be very hard to deal with babies. I don't know if it's possible. I think usually babies aren't born with asthma, you know, like they're born with the kind of condition, with the genetics, but usually it doesn't develop until the children are more like 3 or 4 years old. But ever since I can remember, I've had asthma. So when I was younger, my asthma was quite bad, and some nights I couldn't even sleep at night because I couldn't breathe. So I'd have to sit up in a chair, because if you've ever been really out of breath, if you can't breathe very well, then you'll know that laying down doesn't help. Laying down makes it worse. So especially with asthma, if you ever have anybody having an asthma attack, that's what it's called when you suddenly can't breathe, it's called an asthma attack. If you're around somebody having an asthma attack, the best thing for them to do is to lean forward. So second best is standing upright or sitting upright, but the best of all is leaning forward. So especially sitting down, leaning forward, and that's the easiest way to breathe. So there were times when I was a child when I couldn't sleep at night, because every time I lay down to sleep, I couldn't breathe, and I would have to take my medicine, which is called an inhaler. And inhaler is like a little device that you, it has medicine inside as like a gas, and you push the inhaler, it's kind of a button, it's not really a button, you push down the capsule, and the there's different types of inhalers. The ones I used were normally the type you push down with like a kind of, yeah, capsule, and then the air comes out with the medicine and you breathe it in. But there were sometimes when I was younger where my asthma was so bad that medicine wouldn't work, and then I would even have to go to the hospital sometimes, and they would give me some kind of treatment at the hospital with a machine that I'd need to breathe in through a machine. And then if it was very bad, they'd give me a little machine to take home and borrow for a while. And I'd have to use this machine, and I'd have to take some pills as well, which are actually steroids. You know, a lot of people think about steroids as something that, you know, people building up their muscles, these bodybuilders use. But also there are lots of steroids that are used for allergies and things like that. And asthma basically is a kind of allergy. Most people that have asthma have an allergy to dust and or animal fur and or cold weather. There's kind of lots of different triggers for asthma. In my case, the worst thing has always been dust and cold weather. So if I go out in the winter when the air is cold, that has quite often given me an asthma attack, and then I needed to take my inhaler, my medicine. So that's something that I have to go to the doctor for regularly, especially in Japan, because in the UK, the doctor, if you have asthma, because it's a lifelong condition, you know, it doesn't get better. You can manage it, you can treat it, but it doesn't get better. It never goes away. Maybe for some very lucky people, eventually they get over it. I've heard some people, they have it as a child, and when they become an adult, they get over it somehow. But for most people, it never goes away, and you just have to manage it. And my whole life, I've done lots of exercise. I don't smoke. I, you know, eat healthy food and stuff. So my asthma has got much, much better over the years. And I do have asthma attacks sometimes, but usually just a kind of annoying level. It's not a kind of dangerous level where I really can't breathe. It just feels a bit like I'm trying to breathe through a straw. So if you ever want to know what asthma feels like, that's what it feels like. If you take a straw, put it in your mouth and try and breathe through a straw, that's kind of what it feels like. You know, your throat closes up and you just can't breathe. But these days it doesn't happen to me so strong. So it's not so bad. I can manage it. But yeah, it never really goes away. And because it is a lifelong condition and it doesn't go away, in the UK, I think in a lot of other countries, you get something called a repeat prescription. And a prescription is the piece of paper that a doctor gives you so you can go to the pharmacy or the chemist and get the medicine that you need. And in the UK, for my asthma, I'd get a repeat prescription. And that meant I could go to the pharmacy whenever I wanted, whenever my medicine ran out, these inhalers, I could go back and get some more. But in Japan, it's a little bit annoying. It doesn't work like that. They don't have repeat prescriptions in Japan for anything. So if you have a condition, even a lifelong condition like asthma, you have to go to the doctor every time to get more medicine. And that's really annoying because I need my medicine to breathe. You know, I like breathing. And there's been some times where my inhalers have run out and my breathing has been very bad. And I really need the medicine, but it's also really hard for me to find time to go to the doctor. So I'm just kind of having a hard time breathing because, I can't just go and buy my medicine. I have to find time to go to the doctor. And, you know, as many doctors that have like reduced hours on the weekend, or perhaps they're closed on a Sunday. You know, their hours could be like 9 to 5. So if I'm working, I can't go to the doctor. And that's just really inconvenient. I really think it would be good if Japan introduced repeat prescriptions, because also you have to pay every time you go to the doctor as well. And I go to the doctor and they say, like, how's your asthma? And I say, like it always is, like it's been since I was 4 years old. I mean, yeah, it got a little bit better, but it's not going to suddenly disappear. So it's like, yes, of course, I still have that long, lifelong condition. Now, can you give me the medicine that I need? You know, there's no need to do any checks or anything. It's always there. So yeah, it'd be nice to just have a repeat prescription. You know, in the UK with asthma, like I said, you get a repeat prescription, you go pick up your medicine when you need it. And then occasionally they would do a check. So occasionally, you know, I don't know, once a year or something like that. Yeah, they would do some kind of check to see how your asthma's doing. I used to breathe in some things to test my lung capacity, see how much space was in my lungs, how much air I could get into my lungs, things like that. You know, and they'd ask me some questions and check, see if I need a different kind of medicine or something. But most of the time, I didn't have to go to the doctor, and that just seems like much easier. But anyway, I realized that you know, the request for this topic was about going to the doctor, and I just talked a lot about asthma, so I'm going to make this two parts. So that was part one, and I'm going to do part two about going to the doctor and talk a bit more about, yeah, the stuff we say at the doctor and things like that. So make sure to come back for part two of this episode that will be out in a few more days. So thank you all very much. Don't forget to follow the podcast if you haven't already. At the beginning, I was talking about my shadowing app, and there is a link for that in the description. It's only available on iPhone, I'm afraid, but if you use the app, you can also request topics. If you don't use the app, you can request topics on my YouTube channel, or my Instagram. There's an Instagram too. You can request topics anywhere where you can contact me. So thank you all very much, and I'll see you all back here next time.